Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettigy along with Charlie Long. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our triple option feature. A little after 5:20, we'll have on with us from NFL on Fox, Mark Schlereff will join us to talk about the NFL Saints all across the National Football League. And Charlie, this coming Saturday, I want to tell everybody, Herb Tyler and I will be at the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show from 2 to 4:45. We got an extension, I think, of 15 minutes because the game won't start till 6:45. So come on by and see us. We'll be at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. And we'll talk LSU football, Southeastern, and we'll have Coach Frank Selfo on with us Thursday, Charlie. So Coach Selfo will join us. And as funny is, he coached Blake Baker. And so we'll get to talk to him about that when Blake was in college. So interesting game for LSU and how they handle the quarterback situation. Brian Kelly coming out saying that Garrett Nussmeier had a upper body injury, and that, take a little bit of time to heal. I don't think they're going to sit Garrett for this game. I think he does start. But, if you can get you a couple of quick scores out there, the way that defense is playing, my thing is let Michael Van Buren play. Mike's got a lot of starting experience last year where he started with 8 or 9 games for Mississippi State. He's a different style quarterback, certainly than Garrett Nussmeier. But you would want to kind of have if you can get you a lead early, pull the plug with Garrett, get him a little bit of rest time, knowing who you play the following week. And the dynamics of this is really something because of the fact last week Ole Miss played Arkansas, and that was a game, that was a tough fought game between the two. Arkansas's defense is not very good. The offense now, they can score points, but they can't stop anybody. And now Ole Miss has Tulane wedged between Arkansas and LSU. Sometimes teams have those emotional kind of walls that they go through. We've seen it, at times even with LSU. But how quickly Michael Van Buren will get into this game, I do think that that's something we haven't seen yet, but I do think Van Buren does play against Southeastern. I watched him play at Mississippi State last year. He's a bit of an erratic passer, but boy, he gets in a groove. He can throw the football well. He's got some really good movement skills. He can run with the football. And I'd like to see a little bit more of the freshman running back, Harlan Berry. With Caden Durham, he's going to be your lead dog runner. I think in this game, Harlan Berry may get a few more touches than he would in a normal situation here. And I'd like to see Berry get those touches. He's such an intriguing prospect as an edge runner and also as a receiver coming out the backfield. He can really catch the football well coming out of the backfield. So I think dealing with the injury with Nussmeier, I do think he does start against Southeastern. But, you know, if you can get you a couple of quick scores, Charlie, I think you're going to see Michael Van Buren for the first time in that LSU Tiger uniform.
You know, Mike, we had talked a little bit about this a couple weeks ago because, you know, with the matchup against La Tech, the spread was so big and we were expecting LSU to get off to a fast start.
And that didn't happen.
That did not happen at all. And then we get the kind of information, you know, LSU's averaging 20 points per game through 3 weeks and their defense has really carried them in this 3-0 start, that Nussmeier has a torso issue. That's what Coach Kelly had said yesterday during his weekly press conference, that he's been kind of working through it and that it's going to get better as the season progresses. It's something that he suffered in camp, in fall camp. And now, if you're looking ahead at the schedule after the Southeastern game, they have six straight SEC opponents. And as you mentioned, that starts with the Ole Miss game. But after they play Ole Miss in Oxford, they have the bye week. And Coach Kelly said by the bye, you know, once they really kind of shut him down in that bye week, that he should be 100% or really good to go. I think he said, quote, like in a great place or whatever, kind of looking towards the second half of the season. So to your point, you know, there's been people that have questioned, is Michael Van Buren going to start in this game? Mike, I agree with you. I think it's going to be that Nussmeier will still get the start. But if they do get out to that good start, like we were kind of hoping that they would have done against La Tech, if they can do that against Southeastern where they're up a couple scores early on, just give them the rest. Like, he doesn't need to be Superman, obviously, in this game. Like, you can give Michael Van Buren some reps in this matchup against Southeastern and get him some playing time and get Nuss some extra rest before this really, really important game at Ole Miss in 2 weeks.
The other thing, too, is with a bunch of backup linemen, offensive linemen, that all don't have a lot of experience, you would think about that also. That's something that would be in the back of my mind, that I want to give, you know, Carius Kearns more snaps, Echols more snaps, if it's Ori Williams, more snaps at that position. Again, you're going to have injuries. That's not a maybe. That's going to happen during the year up front along the offensive line. We already saw what happened with Braylon Moore. And, man, I give him a lot of credit. Man, you know, he wasn't the same guy we saw in week one. But you talk about a tough son of a gun. He was one tough guy playing on that bum ankle. And he was trying to gut it out. And, you know, he did a solid job. A couple times he got caught with penalties. But also DJ Chester. Even the fact that DJ started last year at center, you know, you want Braylon for the SEC games. Okay, you want him there against Ole Miss. And the one thing, if you got a high ankle sprain or an ankle sprain, man, anytime you walk on it, it bothers you. It really does. Yeah, they can give you medication, as they say. But then when that medication wear off, you know what you feel like? Not good after that. So, you know, we talked about Van Buren, Harlan Berry at running back. I think this is an opportunity here. If you can get some points on the board, because your defense is going to really play well,
right?
No matter what, man. And that second team defense, they got guys that are so hungry because they want to see more playing time. If you can get some reps for your young offensive line, especially from a depth standpoint, you're going to need those guys somewhere throughout the season. And, you know, you got to get them in game somewhere. You just don't want to throw them out there and then not having any snaps in anything early in the season. Practice is practice. Games are games. So if you can get those guys in against Southeastern, I think you'd want to look in for that also. One thing is, it doesn't matter. You know, in Southeast Louisiana and Coach Selfo, you know, Coach Selfo has been in Tiger Stadium before. But those young guys that, you know, their dream, if they're from Louisiana, is always to play for LSU. And even if you're in Mississippi or in Alabama, some of the places where Coach Selfo recruits, you got to look at it. Man, you've watched that on television for so many years. Tiger Stadium. Them guys are going to come ready to play, just like Nicholls State was a year ago. They came ready to play. They weren't intimidated. They got beat by LSU, but they weren't intimidated by the Tigers. You know, they got in there and they fought for three quarters. Now again, toward the end, you saw the talent take over. You know, man, the Lions, I know one thing. Frank Selfo is one hell of a coach. He'll get his team as ready could be. Now again, talent sometimes oversees that, but, how LSU plays this game at quarterback, Charlie, I think will be the talk from now all the way until game time, and how much playing time Michael Van Buren will have against the Lions. When we come back, we'll have on with us from NFL on Fox, Mark Schlereff, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. And on our call line, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinking Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Mark? How you guys doing, man? It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks so much. Mark, we saw it last night before we get in a little Saints talk. Man, we saw impact of Baker Mayfield, huh? Man, the dude is one gritty SOB. I got to give it to him. Man, you know, with everything on the line, you talk about a tough dude. He is a tough, tough dude out on the field, and he finds a way to win. And that's what happened last night in, you know, a game that kind of had a lot of ebbs and flows. Man, Baker Mayfield made it happen. And I know we've talked about it before. When the day Tom Brady retired, if you'd have told me two straight years, Tampa Bay wins the NFC South, and they're on a shot that they're going to probably win it the third straight year, the big difference, Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield was, I mean, he was incredible. That last drive, man, that was sit down, the edge of your seat, football. Like, he was magnificent. And that fourth down and 10, he's got a free runner right at him, makes him miss, and then gets that 10 yards, you know, and gets knocked ass over tea kettle. And like, and he just gets up and, you know, spits some, you know, some verbal at what was it, Chauncey Gardner or whatever. And I love watching him play. And I love, you know, I love the story, getting first overall draft pick in Cleveland. It doesn't work out in Cleveland, and there's some maturity issues, to say the least. And then, you know, goes to Carolina, and at some point, you know, I've got video of him playing defensive end on scout team why he was the quarterback at Carolina. That's how far he dropped out. And people don't remember, he got cut in Carolina, went to the Rams, ended up playing a game, I think it was Christmas Day game or Christmas night game against the Broncos, they hang 50 on him, and he was there for 3 days before he did it. And then what he's done in Tampa Bay, it just is, it's a great story. He is a phenomenal guy. He has grown up. He's got one of the great stories in the National Football League. And he is, like you said, that's the guy you want on your team. He is tough. He is gritty. He is in your face, unapologetic. And those are the guys, you know, those are the guys you hate when you play against them, but you love it when they're on your team.
That's how Umbagun can play. That's all I'm telling you. People are not going to consider him an elite quarterback. All I know is he makes it happen when everything's on the line. Mark, I'm going to relay a story to you. In the offseason, I was talking to Rick Venturi, who's now one of the he's a color analyst for the Indianapolis Colts. He coached in the NFL almost, I think, over 25 years. And he told me, he said, Mike, I'm telling you something. The Colts are going to be good this year. And I'm like, okay, explain it to me. And he was like, you know, I don't know what's going to happen at quarterback. This was before training camp. And but he said, man, they got some good skill people, but where they're really good, offensive, defensive lines. And he said, people aren't talking about that, but they are going to win more games than people are giving them credit for because they are built, you know, the old-fashioned way with big men that can play. I watch them against the Broncos. And basically, exact words Venturi told me rang in my ears. That's how they won. They won up front.
Yeah. Listen, man, I did a whole breakdown. The Broncos, going in from last year to the first game of the season, they had six sacks. They led the league from all of last year, 2024, and week one, they led the league by 14 sacks total over that time frame. They got one sack on a blitz. That offensive line, those offensive tackles took Broncos pass rushers. And I'm talking about inside with Allen, Zach Allen, who's a damn good player. I'm talking about Benito. I'm talking about Cooper. And they shut them down. I thought from a game planning standpoint, I thought they did an exceptional job. Shane Steichen, they're running, you know, they're running their quick game. Then they're running their boot keep game. Then they're running their play pass game. There weren't a lot of opportunities to rush the passer because they were so balanced and they kept the Broncos so off balance. And Vance Joseph, it wasn't like Vance Joseph didn't do a good job coaching because he was bringing five-man dogs, you know, so you've got to go 5-0. You got your five offensive linemen on their five guys, or even if you turn the protection, you've got 5-on-4, and then you got a back picking up that dog blitzer. And I'm telling you what, every guy that had a one-on-one won them, just stonewalled the Broncos defense. I thought they were exceptional. The other thing they did a tremendous job of is attacking the attacking not the outside corners, but attacking inside. The nickel, the safeties, getting them matched up one-on-one with smaller, quicker wide receivers. And this Tyler Warren dude, that dude can flat-out play. I mean, we have had now back-to-back years where a tight end came in, Bowers last year, and now this Tyler Warren kid from Penn State, like, that have set the league on, like, set the hair on fire of the league. They are incredible. And that Tyler Warren kid can really flat. He can block people. He can be a Y. He can be an F. They released him out of the backfield, got him stuck on Singleton, the linebacker, on a deep over, and he just ran by him like he was standing still. Got about a 40-yard gain on that. And by the way, Daniel Jones looks like a different dude being coached by Shane Steichen, which is good for Daniel Jones, man.
Yeah, because, boy, when you don't make it in New York, Okay, Mark, when you make it, hey, you're a mega star. But when you don't make it, man, can they put the boots to you? Not only one boot, but both of them. And, boy, he caught it when he was with the Giants. A bit about the Saints game because of the fact this is a football game the Saints could have won. I mean, there's no question. You're catching a beat-up San Francisco 49er team, get a backup quarterback, no George Kittle. The same sort of mistakes that caught you in game one, penalties, drop passes, some mental mistakes. You miss a field goal that kind of robbed you of some momentum early in the game. You see some growth with this team, certainly, especially on offense. You got to give Spencer Rattler credit. 14 straight completions in the NFL, that's a lot of completions in a row. And Spencer was able to do it in this game. It's just you can see the little things that the good teams do to win and the bad teams don't do, and that's why they end up losing.
Yeah, I'm with you on Spencer Rattler, man. I've been impressed. I really have. I think, I mean, he made some throws, that throw down the sideline early to, to the Weber State kid, Rasheed Shaheed,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was just a dime. Like, that was an absolute dime. He made some great throws. I thought Alvin Kamara looked great. Unfortunately, I had the fumble late, but I thought he looked really, really good, really sharp. I actually, as I watched that game and, you know, watched that preparing to do for this, I was really impressed with the Saints. And listen, man, you know, DeMario Davis can play his butt off, and Granderson and Werner, and they still have some guys that can flat out play, but you know, for everybody who thought they were going to be awful, I've been impressed with the way they have played. Unfortunately, you know, obviously they haven't won, but they've been in both those games. And like you talked about, and like I saw and witnessed, I thought Spencer Rattler, I liked him in college. I liked him coming out. There's something to him, man. I know he's not the biggest dude and all that kind of stuff, but he's got some moxie to him. I enjoyed watching him play, man. I thought they played really well, and I don't think they're nearly as, you know, as bad as everybody predicted they were going to be. They're going to fight, and that's big. And so look at Kellen Moore and all his staff. That's a tip of the cap to those guys because they were supposed to be really bad, and those dudes are competing their butts off, man.
Insider Calls with Mark Slareff are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, Mark, I wanted to ask you to look ahead to this Seattle Seahawks matchup this upcoming weekend. The Saints are going to fly out on Thursday, go all the way up to the Pacific Northwest and face the Seahawks. I want to get your thoughts on Mike McDonald and his second year in Seattle, one of the great defensive minds in all of football. Mike and I have also kind of previewed the matchup a little bit and highlighted Byron Murphy, the second-year player, first-round pick from last year, the defensive tackle that's been an absolute force on the interior of the Seahawks defensive line. And then also kind of get your thoughts on Sam Darnold and his fit in Seattle. Clint Kubiak, Saints fans are obviously familiar with him from last year. So just kind of a preview of the Seahawks game this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think Mike McDonald's like a really good coach. And, you know, interesting, the inside guys, the interior of that defense is really good. Leonard Williams, big cat, is a phenomenal, you know, he's so big and he's agile and, you know, he can beat you with power, beat you with quickness and speed. So he's a guy that, you know, that I have a lot of respect for the way he plays. They have a bunch of guys that are good on the edge. They've got a good rotation, but they don't have that one dude that you're just like, oh my goodness, like what are we going to do without that guy? And yesterday's game or Sunday's game against Pittsburgh, you know, they didn't have Witherspoon either. So Spoon was out, who's one of the best, you know, one of the best cover nickel corners in all of football. So they were missing some guys as well. And that was a tight game right up until the point it wasn't a tight game, you know, where the Steelers kind of muffed that kick and, you know, the whole thing kind of fell apart from that point forward. But, you know, the real interesting thing is I saw a real growth from week one to week two from not only Sam Darnold, but I thought Sam was really good. I thought that Clint Kubiak did a much better job of kind of pairing some of that run and them running the ball with some of the play action stuff that they like to use, that I just didn't think week one really looked all that good. It just felt like it was off for the entirety of week one. So they definitely bounced back. I think defensively, I think they're going to be a really good team. Schematically, they're really sound. And like I said, that defensive front is playing, is playing outstanding football, stopping the run and doing those things. So, it's going to be a tough challenge for you guys.
Mark, I know you appreciate a line play a lot, and I think it sort of got overlooked because it was an early game. But what Micah Parsons did in that game Thursday night against the Commanders, every time he lined up, and, man, he was across from Josh Connolly. Okay, Josh had played a lot of football at Oregon. Man, he ain't never played against a dude like that. And, boy, he came off of that snap like somebody had shot him out of a gun. And, I mean, he's gone, and Connolly got no shot. I mean, zero shot to try to block him. And, okay, they were trying to chip him and everything else. The dominance of Micah Parsons. My thing is, I'd hate to see if he was healthy. Okay, because he's dealing with a back injury. Man, if that's him at 80%, man, you just shake your head of what type of difference maker he could be for the Packers if they can get into January with Love kind of clicking at quarterback. They got a good running game. They're secondary at corner. Okay. But, man, they get so much pressure on you. You got no shot to throw the football against them. But what a difference maker Parsons is up front.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell me all you want about the Cowboys and the rebuilding and all that stuff, but let me just say this. One of the things I did when I was a player, and it was just kind of my thing. I always said, "Hey, man, I want a couple of sideline tapes." You know, they have the sideline, the all 22, and then as an offensive lineman, you're just studying the end zone tape, right? You're just looking at the end zone tape. But I would always ask for some sideline stuff, and the reason I would is, I want to see who the first guy off the ball was, and then you could see sometimes depth. Like anytime a game is coming, you'll see the guy who's the looper get back about 4 or 5 inches just to save a little bit of room. And so, like, most of the time, you could call those things out probably about a 98% success rate when you're playing. When you're on the field, you're like, all right, here comes TT. Here comes, watch it, you know, whoever your guy is. Because the D linemen can't help themselves. They got to cheat because they're so they just so want to get a sack, right? And so they give it away all the time. It's pretty easy to tell. But you can't tell it on the end zone tape. You got to look at the sideline tape. So that was one reason I looked at the sideline tape. The other thing I would look at is first off the ball, get off. Who's the first guy off the ball? Because the first guy off the ball is the best player 100% of the time. And when you watch Micah Parsons off that ball, man, he's a step, maybe a step and a half into his pass rush before other guys get their hands out of the dirt. It is, like you said, dude is shot out of a cannon. It's unreal. And as an offensive lineman, he is on you before you even set. And that was always a big thing. One of the things we did as offensive linemen is first guy out of your stance, first hands on wins. If I can get my hands on you before you get your hands on me, I'm going to win. And he's so fast off the ball, he's getting his hands on you first, and then you are done. And so I felt bad. Like, I'm watching the game Thursday night, and I've got Washington this week. So I went back, and I was, you know, I'm looking at all the coaches' film. And I actually felt bad for Connerly because I was like, I don't think the kid's a bad player. The kid just walked into this dude that's on – I mean, that dude is on a run right now. And plus – listen, you talk about the back injury and all those things, but he's not full-time playing. You know, he's not like he was in Dallas where he's playing 60 plays. Man, they're using him in a variety of situational football things and giving him those opportunities where I'm sure he's probably playing 35 plays in a game. So every time you have to face him, the dude's fresh, chomping at the bit. I mean, it's frightening to watch him play. Frightening.
Yeah, it's almost when I was a kid, you know, my dad, and I got to see him toward the latter stages of his career. And what the Rams had with Deacon Jones, okay, when you were going up against Deacon, you better get ready. And he had that head slap. That was before they said it was illegal to do. Man, he put that hand on side your head, and he was past you in a heartbeat. I know you love to hear this. The Kansas City Chiefs are 0-2 right now.
I know. They're in last place. It just feels really, being here in Denver, sitting on my couch in Denver, the sun is shining. It's a beautiful afternoon out. And the Chiefs are in last place. And that just does my heart good. Because I am a gracious loser, but I am an absolute ass when it comes to winning. And I feel like I'm winning right now. I really do.
And listen, Bob and I were talking about this last night. We were talking about Jim Harbaugh and the way he does things with the Chargers. And I said, Bob, it's almost like I'm watching a rerun of a show I've seen. Almost every game always looks sort of the same, but he wins. It's nothing that's highlight grabbing other than what they do on defense, because, man, they get after you on defense. But on offense, okay, they make things work. But it's Harbaugh football, and it's winning football at any level. If it was at Michigan, and when he was at Stanford, when he was with the 49ers, now with the Chargers, it's almost like you're watching the same game all over again, but it wins.
Yeah. I love what he does, and I love the fact that Jim Harbaugh is all about, this is our identity, this is what we do. And it's, you know, it's the 10,000 hour rule. We've done this 10,000 times. You've defended it 100 times. We're better than you. We're going to run it. And it's almost one of those things, you break the huddle and go, here's where we're running it. See if you can stop. Here's what we're doing. See if you can stop us. And I love, like, those are the teams I played on. When I played with Washington, we're going to run counter. We're going to smash your brains and see if you can handle it. And in Denver, man, we're running wide zone, and we're going to push you further than you want to go. We're going to cut off all the backside, and we're going to create a cutback lane, and your safeties are going to have to tackle us after we get 5 or 10 yards. And if they don't, we're going to the house, and there's nothing you can do about it. We're going to run the boot stuff off of that and some of the play action stuff off of that, and we're going to beat you doing it. And you know exactly the 6 plays we're going to run. We don't care. We're better than you. And so I love that aspect of football. We're just not going to go out there and trick you. We're going to go out there and beat you down, beat you into submission. And I love that about Jim Harbaugh. I mean, I think that's the way football should be.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, man. Always love to have you on a Tuesday with us. Thanks for your insights. What game you got this weekend?
I got Washington Raiders this weekend.
Oh, and maybe you know Jaden Daniels, so we'll see. Mark, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. Thank you.
You got it.
All righty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. We come back, we'll have triple option. Steve Geller will join us here on the Big 870 right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. Steve Geller joins us for our triple option. Steven, we'll throw it to you first.
Guys, I'm going to touch on someone that did an amazing feat, a local guy from LSU, Lafayette's own Mondo Duplantis. Holy cow. Flew over the pole vault bar 6 meters and 30 centimeters, breaking his own world record at the 2025 World Athletics Championship in Tokyo yesterday. This is the third straight time he's broken his own world record. Simply amazing feat for him. Happy for, like I said, a local guy. Went to LSU, and man, oh man, you just look at how he's dominated the world of track and field and pole vaulting. Is simply unbelievable.
Yeah, if you did that Mount Rushmore at LSU, he's on it.
Yeah,
no, I ain't kidding.
Right,
you.
You're right.
I'm not kidding you. And boy, his old pop. You know, he's a Prairie Cajun. But, man, he is 100% Cajun, his old pop. But, man, Mondo, he has really done some incredible feats. And you look at how he's dominated that field of competition like no one else we've seen in our lifetime at that. And so, yeah, he would be on the Mount Rushmore at LSU as far as athletes are concerned. He is a cut above. I'm going to do mine. Man, Robert Redford passed away today.
Yes, sir.
Steve and I.
No way. Really?
Yeah. Charlie, where you been?
Oh, I totally missed that.
Oh, Charlie. But for us that are baseball fans, the natural.
Man. One of my favorites, Mike.
Man, mine too. And, you know, the one thing, man, Redford went through that time from late 60s into the early 80s. Man, he rolled off, you know, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, all the President's Men, you name it.
The Sting.
Sting, he was unbelievable. And he made, I think, like average parts look very good, and very good parts look great. He was just a super actor. Now today, anybody who does, you know, a podcast or something, and they get a bunch, they're a star today. No, Robert Redford was really a star, but the natural in watching that. If I see that it's on, I'm watching it. It's just a great film to watch, you know, and he really made it work.
That Mike, obviously, Redford's great. The music behind it, too, is just unbelievable. Makes the movie, too.
Yeah, no question about it. So, Charlie, you get caught up.
Yeah, see,
you
missed that.
Charlie, you're starting to be like me. You get your news from ESPN and stuff like that.
Oh, no, not from ESPN. But, you know. Guys, I'm going back to the well here. You know, yesterday I brought up the numbers from Monsieur Delane against Florida, where he played 57 coverage snaps, only allowed 11 yards on 6 targets, a 42.4 passer rating allowed, and a 79.1 coverage grade via PFF College. Well, PFF College also went back to the well and shared some stats about another LSU corner, that being DJ Pickett, guys, the freshman, true freshman cornerback who played 25 coverage snaps against Florida, allowed 4 yards on 4 targets, 1 interception, and a 0.0 passer rating allowed, guys. Is that pretty good for a true freshman? Monsieur Delane, DJ Pickett as corners. And then also, I wanted to mention this because, you know, I included in the Sports Flash, we talked with Bobby about this yesterday, Mike. You know, Deshaun Spears, who earned the SEC Player of the Week, also got National Defensive Player of the Week honors as well for his 2-interception performance. 5 total interceptions against Florida and quarterback DJ Lagway. And like we had kind of said yesterday, the return of DBU feels like it's here.
And Spears is not a starter. Think about that.
Mike, here's the number.
And DeMarcus Cooley, that's your starting safeties.
Wilson Alexander had this. Shout out to Wilson Alexander from The Advocate. Deshaun Spears had 2 interceptions. How many snaps did he play? He played 9 snaps. 9. And he had 2 interceptions in that game. That is unbelievable. Coach Kelly has said that he's been grinding and, you know, he's going to get more playing time. But it's just such a loaded backfield that, you know, he's in on, like, nickel packages. But otherwise, like, the DBs that LSU has to throw out there on a snap-by-snap basis, they're elite, guys. And that's why LSU fans should be really bullish about this defense specifically, is that it really does feel like the return of DBU.
Things swayed way quicker than I thought for LSU's defense from last year to this year, that's for sure.
Man, listen, Blake Baker, and he'll be the first one to say this, I'm a lot smarter coach when I got better players.
Right.
You think about, okay, you get the number one high school recruit in the country in DJ Pickett at corner. Mansoor Delane, you got in from Virginia Tech. Cooley and Halsey, both transfer portal guys, North Carolina State and Houston. Man, you got loaded back there. Now, P.J. Woodland, hey, I wish I could give him some of my weight. I'll be honest with you. Because he's not a big dude, but he kind of gets overlooked in all this because, you know, if I'm playing against LSU, where do I go with the ball? I'm going to target P.J. Woodland. And he's held up really, really well because they targeting him now. And he knows it. When he steps on that field, they're not going toward Delane. And they're not going, you know, anywhere else, they're going toward him, and I think he's held up extremely, extremely well. That's it for Triple Option. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number 2 of Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number 2 of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. We come back. Chad Parsons will talk fantasy football right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.